Good morning. We continue with our study of Nachyomi as we do every single day. Liloy Nishmas, Abi Mori, Rav Hillel Ben Meir, Yechiel Mechel, Zichrono Lebracha, and the late great Rabbi Jerry Acker, Zichrono Lebracha. We are in Sefer Shmuel Aleph, and we're up to Perek Tes. And here we have Shmuel HaNabi came along and davened that the people should have their king. And of course, the person who becomes the king is going to be Shaul HaMelech, Shaul Ben Kish, who came from Shevet Binyamin. Now we know that we have a principle called Lo Yasser Shevet Miyehuda. And so we are going to have to deal with the question of how it is that Binyamin was selected to be the offerer of the first king, and that will be the subject of today's Nachyomi, A Deeper Look. But here we find Vahi Ishmi Ben Yamin, Ushmo Kish Ben Aviel, Ben Suror, Ben Bechoras, Ben Afiach, Ben Ishimini Giborchayo. There was a man of Binyamin, Kish, who was the son of Aviel, the son of Tzor, the son of Bechoras, the son of Afiel, the son of Binyamin, who was a man, a very strong person, mighty and powerful. And so he was an important person. Ve'lo hayabeinu shmo Shaul, Bachur Vatov, Benishmi b'nei Yisrael tov mimenu, mishichmo b'malo gavoh mikoam. He was a son who was Shaul, who was young and handsome. There was being no one of the children who was more handsome than he. From his shoulder and upward, he was taller than any of the people. He was young and handsome. He was in that regard. He had a good character. So he was the finest, most upstanding person. Hence, by the way, although David HaMelech would later take over 2 years later, but in the interim, he was still the best person for the job. And he was shoulders and above, greater than the people. Of course, we're going to see that he's one of the people who gets identified with a certain trait that puts him a step above and unfortunately becomes tripped up by that trait. Vatovadna ha'asonos l'kish avi Shaul. So the donkeys of Kish, Shaul's father, got lost. Vayomer Kish al Shaul b'no kachit ches echad min anar mekum lech b'kish ha'asonos. Go look for the donkeys. Now, this was the first step of Nebuah leading Shaul to Shmuel, says the Malbim, because it was very unusual to send Shaul to look for lost donkeys. But that idea came through Kish's head in order to bring Shaul in the realm of Shmuel. By Avor Bar Ephraim, by Avor Beret Shalisha, Velo Matzo. So they went ahead through Ephraim and they passed through Shalshia and they couldn't find the donkeys. By Avru Be'eretz Shalayim Ba'ayin, and they went through Eretz Shalayim, and still nothing doing. By Avor Be'eretz Yimini V'lo Matzo Heimabo Be'eretz Tzuf, they went through all these areas. They went in the Southland, they went in the Broken Lands, and then they went to Zuf, where Rashi says the entire area is called Zuf in honor of the Nabi, right? And Rabag says this was Rama. And Vashal Amar Lenaro Sharimo Luchamanashuva Panyachal Abimina Sonos Vidaglanu. So Shaul says to the Nar, he says, let's go home, because you know what? My father's worried more about us. I don't want him to be freaking out about us. Right? He says, listen, we're here in this area. There's a guy here, Shmuel, he's held in very high esteem. Everything he said comes so. He says, let's go there. Maybe he'll be able to go ahead and tell us where we're going. So Shaul said to the servant, he says, what are we going to bring him? Right? He says, we don't have anything. We used up our bread. There's nothing to give as a gift. The bottom line is, that they thought Shmuel would insist on a reward. After all, that's the way things go, says Radak. On the other side of it, other Mefarshim, Masoras, Das Sofrim brings down that it's improper for a person to go ahead and go to an Adam Kasher and not bring a Nedava. You're taking up his time, you're holding him up. And maybe that's the right thing to do. So when you have a Rebbe for your children, or you have another member of the clergy, maybe it's not just the Rebbes, that when you use them, you need to use and take the opportunity to enhance their situations. And maybe that's something we need to pay attention to sometimes. After all, it was something that bothered Shaul. Yosef Hanal Anosa Shaul. So the child answered Shaul again. Vayomer Hine Nimsa Biyadi Reva Shekel Kesef. And he said, I have a fourth of a shekel of silver. Nasati Lisha Lokim. Bigilan West Arkane. I don't have too much, but I have a fourth of a shekel. Borrow it from me, says the Nar. And he says, so tell us where to go. The Fanimbi Yisrael Koam Araish Belechto the Josh Elokim Lechuven Elchad Haroeh Kila Navi Hayom Ikari Lifnim Haroeh. So he said that when they would go to speak to somebody, they would call it him a roeh. Usually, why is it that we're talking about a roeh? So the Rashi says that this is a writing that that Shmuel adds in. That, right, it's not part of Shaul's statement, nor of that of his nar. It's just a parenthetical. Now, it's interesting. The Radak points out that Shmuel was the one who wrote the Sefer, and Shaul only ruled for 2 years. Shmuel died before him. So this takes place less than 2 years before he's dead. What does he mean, Lifanim, and today? That doesn't fit so well. So therefore, it's a little bit difficult to understand what he's talking about. But what's the difference between a Navi and a Roeh anyway? So some of the Mefarshim over here are quick to point out that a Roeh is a step lower than a Navi. After all, a Navi is supposed to bring the people forward. A Roeh is just somebody who gives him something and tells him what he sees. A Navi is not afraid to rebuke, to add the practical steps in the process. He said, listen, you're saying something good. Let's go. So they went to the place where they found the Navi. They're coming into the city. And so, they came along and they find these girls who are out there to go ahead and draw water. They said, are we around the Roeh? Right, they said, oh yes, he's here, hurry, the day has come to the city, the people have to offer a sacrifice. And they offered all this long answer because they found him very cute, they found him very handsome, and they gave their conversation, says Rashi, for a while so that they could stare at him. Right, another reason is that Hashem wanted to convince Shaul to sort of hang out a little bit longer, because Shaul's overtaking of Shmuel's rule over here should not be one extra second earlier than it should be. The reign of one doesn't begin, before its exact time that Hashem wants. Kivoachem ayir kein timtzeun oso b'teraniyala b'masalecho. Right, if you go into the city, you'll find him before he goes up to the bama, right, to eat. Kilo yochal ha'am ad bo'o, ki hu yivarech ha'zebach. No one eats until he comes. He gives the bracha. Achar ken yochlu ha'kruim. Then afterwards, the people get invited, so they get to eat. So v'ata alu ki oso ayom timsun oso. You'll find him today. So they were coming into the city and they bumped into Shmuel. The day before, Hashem had actually told Shmuel, I want you to appoint him and anoint him as the leader on the Jewish people. He's going to save the people from the Plishtim, because I see that that's been a great challenge for Bnei Yisrael. So Shmuel sees Shaul, Hashem ano hinei aish asher amarti alach hazeh yatzor v'ami. And so Hashem sort of whispers in his ear, right? This is the message, says Radak. This is the nevuah. So the bottom line is he's going to be leading the people. They don't have to spread themselves out. So Shaul approaches Shmuel within the gate. He says, can you tell me, where's the gate of the Roeh? So Shmuel says, I'm the person. So Chazal turn around and they reproof Shmuel over here, says the Radak, based on the Sifri. because he said, I am the Roeh. He didn't use any sort of humility in the process. And that's why, when it comes time to anoint David HaMelech as king, and he goes to the house of Yishai, he will not exactly predict who the exact right person is until Hashem says what to do. So, Vayan Shmuel Asho, Vayomer Anochi Aroa, Allah Lefanai Abama, Vachalta Mimi Ayom, Vishlilachticha Babuker, Vacholasha Belvavcha Gidlach. He says, hang out with me for the day, and then tomorrow I'll tell you, Vlaso, Nosa Odos Lachayom, Shlosha Sayamim, Alta Simes Libchalahem. As far as the Asonos are concerned, that you've been looking for 3 days, they're not lost. All right, don't worry about them. Ki Nimtsu, they've been found. Ulami Kochem Das Yisrael, Halo Lecha. And to whom is all desirable? Is it not you? In other words, you're going to wind up with a lot more than just some lost donkeys. You must have the wrong man, says Shaul. I'm the son of Binyamin. Binyamin's the youngest of the Shvatim. My family is the youngest of all the families of Binyamin. Why are you talking to me like I'm entitled to all the vineyards? So Shmuel takes Shaul and his servant, and he brings him into this private chamber, right? And he says, it's time for you to come, and you're going to go ahead, and you're going to have a place at the head of the table. And there were 30 guys there. So Shmuel tells the cook, Tenas amana shenasati lecha, take that piece of meat which I had previously told you to keep to the side. Rashi says it was a very handsome piece. And he says, now I want you to go ahead and I want you to hold it off to the side. So the cook picks up the thigh and that which was on top of it. And he brought it to Shaul. And he puts it in front of Shaul. And so the cook brings it, and he said, take a look, that which was reserved, put it before you, eat before the time it's reserved, because I invited the people, and Shaul ate with Shmuel that day. The Gemara seems to try to figure out what exactly is the Alya. So Rabbi Yochanan turns around and he suggests that what? It's the fat tail near the thigh. Rabbi Elazar says it's the breast that's on top of the thigh of the shlamim, right? And Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmani says it's the cap of fat above the thigh. Whatever it is a choice cut of meat, and he gets it, and he's supposed to eat from that which was reserved for the guests, and he says eat it right now, right? In this particular situation, because it's important to you. In other words, Rashi says that Shaul was of the opinion that this was probably due to the Kohanim. The Kohanim are supposed to have it. So Shmuel tells him, listen, in a Bama, the breast and the thigh are not given to the Kohanim. It's not, you don't have to give. It's Ro'ol HaChayayim B'keiba. Vayirdu me'abama here, and they took out from the Bama to the city. Vayidaberim Shaul al-Agag, and then Shmuel starts speaking to Shaul on the roof. In other words, he gave him Musar to go ahead and have Yerushalayim, says Rashi. And the expression over here seems to be one, Vayidaber, is usually a harsh situation. It sounds like Shmuel is giving harsh Musar to Shaul and trying to get him to engage in Yerushalayim so that he would live up to a certain level. And he's on the roof of Shmuel's house because it got used quite a bit of time. He says, come here and I'll send you. Shaul went together with Shmuel. And so as they're going, Shmuel tells Shaul, tell the servant to go ahead of us. So the servant goes ahead. And then all of a sudden he says, he says, I still need you to stay here. When the servant over at Shmuel, he moved ahead on his own, and he says, I have to talk to you. God just spoke to me. And we'll see what God said to Shmuel about Shaul when we meet again tomorrow morning. Everyone have a fantastic, amazing day.